The main focus of the website is a news hub, let's say, where we update that every single day with news reflecting life in the Catholic Church in the west of England, really celebrating life in our communities. We also have an events section, and of course we also have the important practical information, parish directory, deanery directory, times of mass, locations of churches, and all the kind of biographical and practical information about the bishop and how people can contact him and how people can contact all the various departments and groups within the diocese.
Who's your bishop?
Bishop Declan Lang.
You're in Rome for a very special reason. I think you came to speak to a group of communicators. What exactly did you speak about?
Well, I spoke about the papal visit to England, Wales and Scotland and how that was done in a communications way in a local diocese, how we reported on the papal visit through our website, cliftondiocese.com, and how we built up to the papal visit in those months looking forward to it, building the excitement, really.
Were people really excited in the Pope's arrival?
People were very excited. If you listen to some of the audio clips, perhaps some of the ones I played at the meeting the other day, it really does. What we wanted to do was capture that excitement. So we were doing mobile phone podcasts direct from people's mobile phone in the crowd in Westminster, in the crowds around Buckingham Palace, and describing the scene as the Holy Father came by in his motorcade and was waving to the crowds.
That's kind of a novelty, isn't it? It's something that's only been happening for a very brief time. How do you find this new technical know-how?
Yeah, the new digital technology is something I think that the Pontifical Council is very much focused on. They're very much aware of that. And we talked a lot about that at the meeting the other day. And I think it's a great opportunity for the church and for many other organisations as well to get their messages out there and to get them out in a very, very positive way. And relatively speaking, it's quite simple to produce as well. Hence, you know, the ability for somebody on the end of a mobile phone to be relating that experience and their feelings to many people listening back in the Clifton Diocese or listening wherever they may be around the world.
It highlights the emotional experience, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And what we were aiming to do, given the fact that the papal visit during the build-up, it was very clear it was going to be different to when John Paul II came in 1982. Insofar as it wasn't going to be as easy for people to go and see the Holy Father because there were fewer events that they could go to. He was clearly only coming for a shorter time compared to John Paul II. So there were going to be some people who weren't going to be able to make it to the events in London or Birmingham or even in Scotland. So what we wanted to do was to kind of take them there in our own way. And we could do that through the new technology. We could do that through audio podcasting, and of course the papal visit official website, thepapalvisit.org.uk, they could take people there with their live video streaming, which I think was perhaps a first for a papal visit.
You were speaking to Catholics mainly.
We were talking to everyone wanted to hear it. Obviously the democracy of the internet means that anyone anywhere, whether they're in the Clifton Diocese, whether they're Catholic, whether they're whatever they are, can go onto that website and experience what we're saying.
Do you think the attitude towards Catholics changed in any way after the Pope's visit to Britain?
I think it was a great opportunity for the Catholic community in England, Wales and Scotland to be open about what they do and what they believe and what they celebrate and how they celebrate it. And I think there was a great mind of inquiry from people both in the media who wanted to know what the Catholic Church stood for and what it talks about, and also from the wider community. And I thought there was a great reception to some of the things that were being said and the way that the Catholic community came together to celebrate their faith during that time.
In England, Scotland and Wales, then, people are very savvy in the technical know-how, from what you're saying.
Yeah, certainly. I think what led really by example was the official website of the papal visit, thepapalvisit.org.uk, by demonstrating that you could also have this thing kind of a virtual visit, a virtual papal visit and a virtual pilgrimage to see the Pope. So acknowledging that for whatever reason, some people, due to numbers or perhaps their inability to travel or whatever, couldn't be part of the events themselves, but they could still very much be part of the events in that digital way, in that technological way. And they frankly would have seen quite a lot more, I guess. If you were sat in front of your PC, you would probably have seen every part of that papal visit because it was carried live on streaming on the national and official website. But then locally, what we were trying to do was reflect what our local people were doing. And clearly, we didn't have the resources to do live streaming from our small diocese. But what we could do was show pictures and audio, photographs, and people that they emailed them in or they took them with their mobile phone. And within, you know, moments, they were up on the website for all to see.
Well, basically, it's the new generation that you're addressing, no?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. You are addressing the new generation who have been brought up with the digital media and the internet and things like that. And it's in their nature, I think, because of the way they've been brought up, to immediately look on the internet for information about anything. If they're interested in the Catholic Church locally, then, you know, they can find that very easily. But I think also what we're doing is we are communicating with perhaps people who some might think we're not, you know, older generations. People might think they're adrift of the digital revolution. But to be honest, and this is just an anecdotal story within our diocese, there's a lady who I wouldn't want to put a figure on it, but she's a grandmother and she's retired now, and she used to work as a Catholic teacher, so she was already sort of very interested in the Catholic Church, an active parishioner, you might say. And she is a regular visitor to our website. She's a regular poster on the comments section that we can put up there. She sends stories in and such like. And I was chatting to her the other day, and she said to me, "Do you know what, Tom? You know, I've always been involved in the church, but since the advent of the internet and cliftondiocese.com, I've never known as much as I know now about the local Catholic Church." And I think perhaps that gives us both ends of the spectrum. Younger people who's, by their very nature and the way they've been brought up, use the internet is a matter of course, but also that older community who are making the most of the opportunities, sort of unprecedented cultural phenomenon of digital communications is offering.
It's interactive, your website, no?
Yeah, on every story on cliftondiocese.com, every news story and every event that's listed on there. And like I say, that's updated every single day. There's at least one new story on there. There's an opportunity for people to comment on that story, to give their opinion or feeling or whatever. And that's often used. But I think also the other way it's interactive, our website, is that it's a great opportunity for user-generated content, to use a digital phrase. And it's basically people telling their own stories. So they would send in maybe a few words, a written piece. They might accompany that with some photographs, which of course are very easy to email these days. Or they might accompany that even with a bit of recorded audio that they can do relatively easy nowadays. So they would send that in, and that could then feature as one of our stories the next day, that day, sometime in the future. And I think that it is a real celebration of the Catholic community in the west of England. That's what we aim to be, reflect and celebrate what goes on in our area.
Strange, because one talks about the virtual world, and yet it's never been more real in a sense because of this interactivity. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think it would. I think if you look at the World Communications Day message for 2011, it talks about it making sure and remembering this should be real human interaction. And I think with that two-way communicative process, it clearly is. There is a danger, of course, that it isn't somehow, but if it is truly about building community and building communion, then that two-way process helps that, and it is real human interaction.